going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Did we give the programming update? We did. Okay. Did we talk about Sac State?
We did not.
Not yet. Do we want to give a keyword right now?
Thank you.
Yeah. I was going to say it too. I thought that's what you were going to talk about.
Well, no. I'm sorry. I was a little thrown off by the 25 minutes of impression.
Dwayne came into the building. I understand. Yeah. I get it.
Now we got 3 fans.
You want to win Casey's Riches as part of the Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway courtesy of Folsom Lake Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the big guy Vince Bloom and Kenny Caraway's bank account. Head over to ESPN1320.com right now and enter the keyword pass. Like, I pass on Kenny's impressions. Enter the keyword pass. P-A-S-S. Pass. Over at ESPN1320.com, you'll see the logo for the Jump Shot Jackpot, and that'll be your opportunity to win $500. As a matter of fact, let me grab this email from our girl Jackie real quick so we can shout out a couple of... Y'all be emailing me too goddamn much.
If you enter, keep your phone on you too.
Yeah, do that. Shout out to Jalen in Sacramento.
Big
shout
ups.
Out to Susie.
Hey.
Shout out to Kyle.
Shout out Kyle, man.
I don't know what Kyle, but or what Susie, or what Jalen, but they all won a $500 e-Visa gift card. You have that opportunity right now by going to ESPN1320.com and entering the keyword pass. Again, right now on ESPN1320.com.
I like that, no doubt.
Kyle Mattson going to join us in a couple of minutes to talk a little less isn't exact, about 3:15. Kyle Mattson will be with us. Jake Gaydon, the newsbreaker.
Come on, man.
Our buddy over at CBS 13 said, according to a team source, former 4-star quarterback Jaden Rashada is extremely interested in the Sac State Hornets and could be close to signing.
Update? He's committed. He is committed.
What the hell is going on over there?
My question as well.
I need to know what Coach Marion is telling these kids. Because they're coming to Sac State
this
from all
crazy.
Over the country. All over D1 college football, they come into Sac State. This young man, Jaden was a 4-star quarterback recruit.
Georgia.
He got recruited by Florida initially. Then he had some.
We're beating Bama's ass this year.
We're getting all of Georgia. I think this is like the third Georgia person player they've gotten.
My goodness.
How much of this is just Sac State's finally got the right people invested in the program?
I think that's got something to do with it. It's got something to do with it, but you also got the right hire, you've got the right president, the right coach.
You definitely have that.
The right athletic director with the same vision, with this big vision.
That's kind of what I mean to like everyone, like, but like we know the game and all that too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just everyone is just mm-hmm. now like just in on Sac State. Everyone, like, you got everything you need at this point. Finally, it's not just how it was a couple years ago. We got the coaches, you got some recruits. Like, now you have everything.
Yeah, and you've got a guy in Brendan Marion who I talk about, like, what he's saying to these kids. But I think one of the pitches that he has to them is, I have connections all over the football world, and my offense and what I was able to do at UNLV has gotten notoriety to the players there, to mm-hmm. the quarterback, to the running mm-hmm. back, to the wide receiver. These guys are going to the NFL. You one of, and I think he says this, you can get to the NFL from Sac State.
Mm-hmm.
Like, number one, Sac State, before he got here, had guys in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm here with the connections, with the offense that I run, with the success that we're going to have, you can get to the NFL here. It's not this ain't 1980 no more. Like, I can get you film that will have scouts looking at you with the way that I run an offense, the way that things go here.
Mm-hmm.
And you combine that with the fact that, yeah, they got some NIL money with Sac State right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the vision. He's like, I don't care if you went to Georgia. I'm not going to sit up here and say, no, don't come here because you went to Georgia. I'm going to try and recruit you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to you. And he's killing it right now. He is absolutely killing it. I cannot wait to see what this football team looks like at Hornet Stadium. And he's not done, I don't think, either.
It very much appears he's not. Every time we think, man, he's doing some great thing. Number one transfer portal class or whatever. Number one, it's like, man, he just keeps doing more and more and more and more.
Yeah. And I want to see what this city looks like with Sac State doing what they're doing right now, both in football and in basketball.
Yeah.
Because I think this city would really get behind, like, a good top-tier, exciting Sac State football and basketball program.
Well, we had a good football program.
We did. They were successful. The three-time Big Sky champion. They were successful. But this feels a little different. This feels a little
different. It does. Yeah, it feels different. And, you know, yeah. I was having this discussion with someone here. And, you know, there are a lot of people in this building that are really excited about Sac State. And I think we, Chatty House listeners, us people who have kind of been following, really excited about Brendan Marion, what he's doing with the football program. Mm-hmm. But Mike Bibby's different.
Mm.
Mike Bibby holds a place in this market that very, very, very few have. And he brings, while he is not associated with the football program, his association with Sac State, I think, elevates everything.
Yeah.
And while it was, I think the conversation we were having is like, you know, David Patrick is our guy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's our guy. And we knew when David Patrick signed with Sac State, that was a big deal. The reaction around the NBA was it was a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The reaction within coaching circles, that was a big deal. I think that's the case with Brendan Marion.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal for the city.
Yes.
Mike Bibby is back here, and I think the entire athletics department, you could make an argument that I'd listen to, that the entire university is elevated because one of those guys who has a special place in this market is there now.
100%.
And it elevates everyone and everything.
100%. He taps into immediately it's always looked at as a negative term. I'm not using it as that, but the casual citizen in the city. If you're paying attention to stuff and you're reading stuff, you know how good Brendan Marion is. You know how big of a hire, like you just mentioned, how big of a hire he is, a recruiter. And even if they're as successful as I think they are, you'll be like, oh, Brendan Marion, that's cool. Like, my mom will be like, Sac State football team is good. My mom, when Mike Bibby's at Sac State.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snap. Like, it just is, it's different, especially here in this city, to have Mike Bibby be a part of Sac State.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you said it perfectly, excuse me. It just elevates the profile of the entire university. One of the things that I talked to Dr. Wood about when he was on was...
It must have been nice.
I mean, he'll be back.
How was it? Oh.
He'll be back.
He'll be back next time you're not here.
Yeah. Next time it's Casey and friends, Dr. Luke Wood will be here. You know what, Casey? I'm going to come in person this time.
And I'm bringing Bibby and Marion with
right?
me.
That's yeah, right.
But one of the things I talked to him about is, and that he seems to understand and views as important, is hate it or love it.
Underdogs on top.
Dogs on top. Hate it or love it. In, I don't even want to say the sports world, but just in society, sometimes your football program and your men's and women's basketball program is like the porch, the front yard of your university. I don't know much about Alabama's curriculum, but I know they're in Tuscaloosa because of that football team and their sports. I don't know what they, it's a good major there. I don't know anything about that, but I know them because of that football team. Duke is a prestigious university for sure. But as a young person, I didn't know nothing about Duke other than their basketball team. And you look at Sac State, and if they can get to the point where they use that football program and these basketball programs as the front yard of how good this university could be, to just get eyes, to get people to look at Sac State, whether you're an athlete or not, I think that's what he's about to tap into. And it makes perfect sense.
They are cooking.
I'll be there.
I cannot wait. Oh my God.
You might enjoy this. Our boy Elijah Hicks, he sent me a picture today of these cowboy boots that he just got that are like $2,300. So I'll ask like where he got them from. I'll send it to you so you can have those. I'm just going to get, you know, the common man cowboy boots and the cowboy hat that I'll have. But I know the higher end stuff you'll probably be looking for, so I'll send that to you.
That's a good point. It's going to be a fun season. Make sure you guys get your wine and popcorn ready.
That's a shot.
What? What are you talking about? Don't make me have to be some villain when I'm not.
Let's do two things.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Where'd Elijah get the $2,300 for the cowboy boots? One.
Well, I don't know. This guy's balling.
Two. I'm sorry. Me? Cowboy boots.
Man, that's a good point.
Okay.
I'm going to be in my cowboy boots.
I know you are. Yeah. You're going to be walking around this fall in tight jeans and cowboy boots. You have been preparing us for months for this wardrobe change you're about to do.
Haven't you showed up in the boots already or no?
He didn't have the boots. Did you have the boots on?
Yeah, I had some great cowboy boots. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was kind of subtle.
Was that on Casey and Friends?
No, it was when I wore the white shirt and the black jeans.
You have been transitioning into a cowboy for about a year.
Shout out to Bruce Brown. I saw the vision, and then Coach Marion came and everything.
We'll come back. Kyle Mattson, kind enough to join us. We'll talk 49ers draft with him next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I hate this.
You know, I just don't understand how these refs are letting this game get played this way. I wish they would have done this when I was a head coach. I would have had a lot more wins, BA, than I did.
Welcome in Kyle Mattson, who's kind enough to join us from his home in the midst of all of his draft coverage for the San Francisco 49ers. Kyle quit like he couldn't.
Kyle said he can't hear us.
He can't hear us. Well, I can't blame him. The computer probably shut down when we started getting Stan Van Gundy impressions.
Does anybody know where the nearest Kinko's is?
Okay, that's cold.
Quick. Early results. That was good from Jared.
Okay.
Soren, that's actually pretty good.
You got
Kyle Renata, that's actually not a bad SVG. LMAO. Ishmael. Casey is gonna make D'Lo crash out.
I don't even practice these things.
I'm about to look like Nikola Jokic if this don't stop. And Kyle, who could hear everything fine for the entire commercial break. The second we come back, can't hear anything anymore.
And he froze.
And now he's froze. Nope, and now we can't hear you.
Hey, happy this Friday, everybody.
No, this is good.
No, okay, there you are. Now you're back.
I'm good.
We can hear you. Yep, okay.
Oh, man, I love this show.
All right. Kyle, how do we feel about the – I read some of your work over at NinersWire.com. By the way, all 49er fans, football fans should read – Kyle's work over at NinersWire.com. Read the article over and over and over again. Close it, open it again, read it, memorize it, know it by heart. Do they need to read all the other writers too?
Yeah, read it all.
Read everything. Read everything on NinersWire.com as many times as possible, including John Lynch talking about they were trying to move up to draft a player that they ultimately drafted. I think the first article I read this morning was Kyle Mattson's, well, this could have been a disaster article, but it turned out it wasn't. Your thoughts on the pick at number 11 yesterday?
I thought it was fine. It's just wild that a GM's like, yeah, we actually tried to trade up. Turns out we didn't need to, but we were going to give up draft capital unnecessarily. Like, hey, you just keep that one in your pocket. You don't need to bring that up. That's okay, John. But no, like Michael Williams is fine. I'm not over the moon. Like they just, like when they drafted Nick Bosa, it was like, oh, they might've just drafted a defensive player of the year. Michael Williams is fine. I think his floor is really high, which is a good sign. There's still a really strong ceiling. Whether he'll ever reach it, I have no idea. But the fact of the matter is they need players who can play. I think Michael Williams can at the very least be on the field in the NFL, which matters a lot. And I think we'll see that with the rest of their picks. I think it'll be less flashy boomer bust types and more, all right, the ceiling may not be an all pro, but this guy's going to play for 10 years in the league.
You don't sound impressed at all.
That was actually better than he sounded earlier.
Well, yeah, it was just the way the show just kind of went. But yeah, no, he's fine. He's fine.
Oh, I know. Like I know. Okay, good. That's like me saying it's good. Oh, he's fine.
No, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the pick is good.
Okay.
So, Kyle, when I was listening earlier on the Insiders, and nothing you said was wrong, it was just I had a different expectations or perspective of the Mykal Williams pick. Okay. I hear everything that you're saying about getting to the quarterback and how that is still an issue. He probably doesn't solve that from everything that we know about him. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit, but I heard a lot of people talking, and I think John Lynch talked about it too. The big buzzword, buzz phrase was setting the edge, right?
Yeah.
And stopping the run. And that was one of the big frustrations I had with this team last year was they couldn't stop the run. They couldn't get to the quarterback, but I feel like if one of the things that this team could do in the past was because they were so good at stopping the run, they put these quarterbacks and these offenses in like third and eights, and it made the job easier for these guys to get to the quarterback and defend on the back end. And I feel like maybe John Lynch is looking at it where that's where we need to start before we talk about going to get to the quarterback. Let's establish stopping the run, and this guy is supposedly one of the elite prospects at doing that this year. What you think?
Oh, did we lose Kyle? Oh, I think we lost. Okay. We lost Kyle. It's okay. It's not going well over there at the Mattson residence. Kyle, if you can hear me, it's okay. This is...
Somebody buy Kyle some new headphones.
This is like pocket watching all over again. He just left. Kyle, it's okay. Go back to writing. It's okay. I'm so sorry, man. Hey, so 49ers are drafting three times today. They
we love Kyle, man. We love that dude,
I'm going to text Kyle. Bro, it's okay. Go back to writing. I appreciate you.
Oh, man. Kyle, shout out to my guy, Kyle.
Kyle inadvertently gives us just material that will live forever. Like the pocket watching walk-off, the just pure disgust with whatever is happening in his home studio right now.
That was just for us, too. Like, Chad doesn't even see
that. No. Yeah. It's great. It's great. So we got a headphone switch, it looks like.
Yeah, you're damn right we did. Shout out to Beats by Kim or whatever they're called.
Okay.
Yeah, hell yeah. Man. Let's go.
There we go.
All right. Oh, those are Kim Kardashian headphones.
Oh, are those Skims?
Those are Beats Skims
or something like
they're
that?
They're nude headphones, I believe.
Well, yeah, that's her whole thing was like the Skims are.
I got the ones that match my skin tone.
Yep. Can hardly tell you're wearing. I don't even remember where we were before you threw your headphones. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, my neighbors just got a new pair of Sennheisers.
Oh, man.
I'll give you the cliff notes. I basically talked about...
I lost you at... You talked about edge setting and the importance of that and how they were prioritizing that.
Yeah, basically. I think John Lynch wants to get to the quarterback, but he said, hey, if we can stop the run first and get nasty on the defensive line, you know, we'll do that. And apparently, I'm not even going to act like I'm, like I said, baldy with this, but Mykal Williams seems to be one of the best prospects as a pass stopper, or excuse me, a rush stopper. There was, so.
I saw, I think, Will in the chatty house say, I don't know that they could have done better, and I think that's probably about right. Mm. Like, I don't think they made the wrong pick. I don't think there's not some other prospect where I'm like, man, they messed up. They didn't take player X. I just think Mykal Williams is fine, and I agree with you. That's why I said he has a high floor. He should be able to play and help their defense immediately. I just don't know if he's going to solve their problem of finding a pass rusher opposite Nick Bosa, and that's fine. Maybe they find that player later. But that's why it's not like, oh, man, slam dunk, home run, amazing pick. There's upside for that. But right now, yeah, he's a guy who can play. They needed that. I graded it like a B. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing at all.
Did you think headed into that pick they were going either one or the other, offensive line or defensive line?
No, I was pretty sold they were going defensive line.
Oh.
I don't think the 49ers think their offensive line is an issue.
Oh.
When you hear them talk about it, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch both, they're like, oh, Jake Brendel? No, Jake Brendel's great. He's one of the like 12 best centers in the league. Yeah, why? No, Jake's awesome. Colton McKivitz, yeah, I love the improvement from him last year. Yeah, you don't know. Colton McKivitz is great. Like, all right. They know better than I do. So I was pretty sure they were going with their defensive line in the first round. And then you saw Armon Membu and Kelvin Banks go before them. And that sealed any chance that they were going to go elsewhere with that pick.
I had a funny look when you were saying that, not because of anything you were saying, but I wonder if I disagree with them. And I, mind you, it's not the sexy pick, you know, offensive line, all this other stuff. But they were a championship contender with a, would you call it a makeshift offensive line? Now, some would say that's why you didn't win, right? Like, you didn't have those studs on
the offensive line. Yeah, Chris Jones dominated twice.
Yeah, Chris Jones dominated. Aaron Donald dominated when you needed him to. You lost your quarterback because you weren't able to do that. So I would suggest, like, yeah, maybe one time, you know, go get you a stud. But other than that, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like you might be able to find, like, Super Bowl caliber winning offensive linemen later in the draft. Unless it's, like, the guy that you went out there for the next 15 years. Like, obviously, that's the top of the top. But if they're not there, yeah, I'll wait till about the third round. But what you think about
that? I don't disagree, and I think that's exactly how they view it. In fact, I know that's how they view it. Kyle Shanahan and their offensive line coach, Chris Forster, said as much. Like, yeah, we'll get the dudes who score the touchdowns, and we'll figure out five starting offensive linemen. And their philosophy is there's a baseline level of offensive line play to win a title. And you can get to that baseline, like you said, with a couple of veterans, a couple day two picks, a couple day three picks. You don't necessarily need, maybe outside of left tackle, you don't necessarily need the number one left guard and the number three center and the best right guard and the second best right tackle. You don't necessarily need, it's nice if you can fall into that and wind up with that, that's great. But I don't necessarily disagree that they need a top two offensive line to win a Super Bowl.
Any reason to be uncomfortable with the pick that they made yesterday? Hey, can you hear? I don't know if you can hear me. It's okay. Go back to work. It's okay. We love you. You are a treasure. There you go. That's great.
Kyle Mattson, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up.
He's left the building.
We thought Ham's 3 o'clocks were bad. Oh, man.
I think all, like, computer, laptops, anything, they go home early, like the office, like this office.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
And Kyle tried to actually do some work, and they're like, excuse me, buddy.
No,
that's not what goes down around
as
here.
As soon as the draft is over tonight, this microphone is getting punted along with, I don't think it was my Sennheisers. That's my bad. That's my bad on the Sennheisers. I think it's my microphone.
They got thrown away.
We're ordering a new home setup ASAP.
Now, no one saw it except the three of us. Did you break your previous headphones?
No. They're here. They're intact.
Okay, they're intact. I've broken a pair of headphones before. I may have punched a sound panel or two. Like, it happens.
Brother, I have broken more pairs of headphones. No. When you work for the show I used to work for,
well,
they got tossed across the studio a lot.
Which one? Oh, man. Okay. One more question, and we'll
okay,
let you go.
Okay.
I got you. What do you want to see them do today?
Today, more defensive linemen would be great.
Okay.
Specifically a defensive tackle. If they want to go get Donovan Azaraku, is the player that I'm in. I think is awesome. Boston College defensive end, like true pass rushing defensive end. If he falls to you at 43, just go get him too. He's a rotational pass rusher day one. He defended the run really well in college. I don't know if that'll translate to the NFL, but if you're going to prioritize the defensive line the way they do, I don't hate a defensive lineman at 43. They need a starting linebacker. I wouldn't hate that. If there's a receiver they really like, I wouldn't hate that. But if they need to walk away with at least one defensive lineman and maybe two from the second day, I think they wind up trading back from 43. That's my running prediction.
Okay. Hey, go relax, man. Go prepare for.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
For the draft, maybe if there's any candy laying around, maybe of the gummy variety, just try one of those. See?
Oh, it's cookies, bro.
Cookies, of course.
Oh, try some cookies. Anna bought a new battery today.
Is that code for something that I don't know?
Oh, we're not. Oh, okay. We're not up on the lingo. Okay.
Nope.
I bought a new pen today.
Got it. Ah. Got it. Okay. I'm sure it writes well also.
It does. It's here. Look, it's right here.
Of course. That is so on brand. So on brand. I couldn't figure out. I got served an email for like a 4-foot stitch the other day. And I was like, why did this happen? Oh, it was because I was searching for Christmas presents for you 1 year. And I was searching of that character.
It knows our phones were in the same area. They're like, all right, we know.
Yeah.
Always
yep.
watching.
There it is.
Always watching.
All right, man. Thanks for powering through.
Thank you guys for dealing with me.
No,
that's
great.
So
this
nice
of you. It's all good.
We find this far more entertaining than you.
Would have
do.
Been way funnier if it cut out a third time.
I'm smiling.
Yeah.
I'm furious.
No, I know.
I'm so angry.
I know.
Got the smiling mask on.
I take this so seriously.
I know. We're the wrong guys to take this seriously with. The wrong guys.
It's part of the. It's why this show is so fun. I'm so mad at how all of this.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
All right, big dog. Yeah.
We'll see you at the yoga retreat. All right.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Kyle Mattson, everybody. Oh, boy.
I think that went great.
I thought it was terrific. Like, it's Friday. It's perfect. Like, where do we go sit? Oh, let's talk about the draft. No one cares. Get mad. Let your internet keep cutting off. Maybe the only bad thing is he threw his headphones where only we could see.
No, that was top tier stuff.
If that had happened on screen, oh, clip it and run it forever.
Kyle's headphones are fine, but his ball's got a hole in it.
I was too busy walking around. I missed it. Damn.
All right, what do you guys want to do for the last 22 minutes?
I know what I want. Come on, man.
Oh,
come on, man.
Let's go. Okay.
Yeah, bump it or dump it, baby.
Bump it or dump it is here. Let's pull up today's. Oh, I actually got some good ones. And actually, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. Hold on 1 second. Don't go nowhere. I think you're going to want to see this one.
Okay.
First one we got. Reggie Miller brought to tears.
Bump it.
On a recent episode of All the Smoke, Steven Jackson apologizes for his role in the Malice in the Palace and brings Reggie Miller to tears. I got the audio. I got the video. We can look at this together.
Yeah.
Here we go. All the Smoke.
I've never had a chance to tell you that I'm sorry.
No.
We all understood what our motivation was for that season. It wasn't for us. It was for you. The whole motivation for getting things done the right way and getting the championship was for you. So I never got a chance to apologize to you for my actions. Now, with me saying that, I love you even more because you defended me, because you knew that I was just being a loyal teammate.
First of all, I got to take a drink because told you I didn't want to go there, man.
I'm trying to hold mine in.
All right, let me start. You don't need to say it to me, man. Come on, man. So, you don't need to apologize to me. First of all, you young cats, and when I say young, I mean Jamal, Jermaine, Al, yourself, Ron, those last few years in Indiana, my best years. I didn't have my superpowers, but I felt, and you guys made me feel like I was Superman.
That's about it for that. But yeah, I thought that
That was good stuff. I was.
Oh, you want to hear the rest?
Yeah,
it was
locked
more,
in.
Yeah, okay.
We had a squad that was arguably, and I played on some Indiana teams that were destined, should have, could have, but always came short. That team, we were stacked, man. We had the best interior defender in Jermaine. We had the best perimeter defender, in my opinion, to this day, and Ron, you coming, having been a champion with these young guys. We had just lost to Detroit the year before without you, and we smacked them there. But you'll need to apologize because that's basketball. That's life.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, man.
That's good stuff right there.
I saw that. I said, wow, that's pretty dope, man. So shout out to Stack Jack. Shout out Reggie Miller, man. I like Reggie Miller. I know people.
I don't love the announcer Reggie Miller, but I like
announcer,
Reggie Miller.
Man. He's funny as an announcer, but I like Reggie Miller, and I didn't like him because I was a Jordan fan. So I wasn't a big Reggie Miller fan during his playing days, but I like the way he talks about basketball. I like the way he goes about basketball.
If every injury wasn't the risk of death for the player.
Oh, I don't know, Kevin. I think they're going to have to cut his foot off.
That would help. If he didn't start every sentence with, I don't want to speculate, but it looked like he snapped his neck and is going to die. I would warm up.
Dave's not even over-exaggerating either.
No, I'm not. Like, if there was a little less of that, I would enjoy Reggie much more as a broadcaster.
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know. It could be a sprained ankle, a broken ankle. He could have torn his ACL, MCL. Maybe his Achilles popped. Oh, he's walking. Oh, he's shooting the free throw. Well, you know, sometimes that stuff happens. Kevin, it's fine.
Oh, no, Kevin. This might be like Theismann. Oh, wait a minute. He's up. He's back in the game.
No, I didn't do enough. You had to do it with the... Okay.
Well, that wasn't a Reggie.
Yo, Theismann is probably listening to D'Lo and Casey. Meanwhile, just reminded of his worst moment ever. Sorry, Joe.
All right, man. I got another
one here. I like Reggie.
Yeah, I do, too. And I love that moment between him and Stack Jack.
We all can get better, including me.
Former NBA.
He might be dead, Kevin. Let's see the replay. He does call for the replay on an injury. Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
Former NBA Rookie of the Year, Michael Carter Williams, to make boxing debut.
Dump it.
I saw this one the other day. I almost threw this one in there myself.
Dump it.
Yeah, just not even see it, man. Go ahead, do that.
Not interested.
Let's see. Michael Jordan pumps $10 million into his fourth family health clinic.
All right. It's a positive story. Bump it. Let's keep it quick here, pal.
Michael Jordan just dropped a whopping $10 million into his fourth family health clinic. He already has three other family clinics up and running, providing much needed medical services to underserved communities. There was a quote from Mike, or from somebody that was from talking on behalf of Mike. He has a vision to expand across the country and would love to see other celebrities follow his lead. He wants to leave a lasting mark with his legacy that's more than just basketball.
Okay.
Good for Michael Jordan.
Always.
I'm with that.
Always.
Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, I like this one. Actually, I got three more, including this one. Kobe Bryant, debut Lakers jersey, sells for a record price.
Okay.
A jersey photo matched to seven games. I don't know what that means. In Kobe Bryant's 96-97 rookie year for the Los Angeles Lakers, including his preseason debut,
his regular season debut, and his NBA media day, the jersey sold for $7 million on Thursday. The jersey originally sold for $115,000 in an auction in 2012. The $7 million Bryant jersey is the fourth most expensive game-worn sports jersey all time. You want to take a guess on what the other three are?
The fourth most expensive game-worn jersey of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, or it at least one is Mike.
One of those are ahead of Kobe. It's number
the
two.
Jazz commercial, the final
10.1 million dollars.
Are any of the other ones, Mike?
No.
Are they basketball?
No.
Ooh, good question. Okay.
One baseball.
Number one is baseball, I'll tell you that.
Old time era, like, is it a Babe Ruth jersey? Babe Ruth jersey.
Babe Ruth called shot jersey.
You mean called shot jersey?
Called shot. You want to guess how much this was?
There's video of that, but never mind.
Yeah.
So Mike was 10?
Mike was 10.
I'll go. It's at minimum double. No, it can't be that high. No, I don't have a guess. I was going to go way overboard. What is it?
Oh, for Babe Ruth's?
Yeah.
13?
I was going way over the top.
Is it
upwards of like 30 or 40?
Well, let me do some math here. It can't be. I think Jesse was a little closer, so that might be a win for
him. Count that.
$24 million.
Oh, okay.
There we
for
go.
Babe Ruth. That's still a lot of money. I mean, that's by far and away.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Tom Brady has the next one?
No, it's Diego Maradona. Hand of God, Argentina jersey, $9.3 million.
If we were all like Kenny and had limitless money, would something like that ever... Okay, in all seriousness, we all got bomber money.
Yes.
Would something like that interest you?
Yeah, I got bomber money.
Hell no.
Yeah.
I mean, still, like, it's...
Why?
Like, I don't think Maradona... Like, would you pay $10 million for a Michael Jordan jersey?
If I had it like that, like you're saying, bomber money.
Yeah, I'm saying money's not an object.
Absolutely, I like collectibles. I like history, all that other stuff. So you can get those. If I could get like, you know, 12 of my favorite game worn jerseys,
mm-hmm.
it would have to be something I like. Like I wouldn't get Babe Ruth because I don't care.
Yeah,
but Jordan.
Yeah,
hell yeah, Kobe, maybe yeah, for sure. I would. You're out on that, Jesse?
Yeah, I'm out. There's nothing I can do with it. Besides look at it.
You display it, yeah.
Oh, damn. Didn't go into the man cave tonight.
The thing that bothers me about...
my investment.
The thing that bothers me about those is... You think it's a game-worn jersey? Maybe someone told you it was a game-worn jersey, and maybe in fact it is a game-worn jersey. But you're paying $10 million on it. You obviously got FU money.
No.
You're hanging it up, and it's like, oh, what's this? Oh, that was the jersey Jordan wore, his shot against the Bulls, or his last shot with the Bulls.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's crazy. Yeah, it was $10 million. Okay, so just to be clear, you're positive that's the jersey he wore. Well, they gotta, I just trusted everybody involved.
Like Scooter says, they gotta like authenticate it and stuff like that.
No,
right?
They do. I don't care.
Oh, you don't trust that?
No, it's not even about trusting. It's like if I have a gold statue or whatever it is, mm-hmm. like you know what it is. Like it's mm-hmm. or let's go, because you know what I was thinking if I had that like type of money. And you've seen these on display at like the, you know, African American Museum in DC.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you sold me Michael Jackson's outfit from Motown 25.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like on the mannequin with the glove and the sequin jacket. Yeah, I put that up because no one goes, what's that?
Fair enough.
I mean, maybe some people do. You probably know what that is the second you see it.
Right.
Fair enough. It looks like every other jersey he wore.
Yeah, I understand. Now, mind you, I think that type of money
for that kind of stuff, it's just out of my realm of comprehension.
For sure.
Right? Like even sure. paintings, like the money they spend for paintings, although I heard a story about, I'm not even going to say it on the air, but I heard a story about paintings. But
I think we told the story years ago.
What's that?
That the not all the paintings are real?
No, not that.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll text you and see what you think. Yeah, but
I feel like we had this conversation before. I could be wrong. Go ahead.
But I, you know, it's just like, all right, like, you know, like, yeah, I would do it if I had money, but I don't know. $10 million, a lot of money for a painting, a statue, or a jersey.
If I had that money, those Basquiat prints I have in my house would all be real. Every single
now,
one of them.
Now, once again, I got Balmer money. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll pay $10 million for socks if I got that money. Yeah. It's to me, I don't care. But yeah, Kobe's 96-97 rookie season jersey goes for $7 million.
Riley knows what time it is.
Well.
Shout out, Riley. Shout out, Riley. Riley knows what it is.
I don't want no problems, man. I don't know nothing about nothing. Two more, real quick. This was actually a couple days ago, but we'll just say today.
Okay.
YouTube turns 20 today.
Dump it. I don't care. I don't care what YouTube is doing. One, we don't get any money from them. Two, they can't fix the customizable feature. And you people don't read. Bryce tagging me in this stupid tweet where this guy's like, great news. YouTube's getting fully customized. Nope. You read the article. The reporter didn't even read it. The description was very clear. They're going to add select. I don't know why this is so complicated. What's that? The one that's Fubo? F-U-B-O?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got it. You're Google.
That is embarrassing.
You're Google. And you can't figure this out. But Fubo has got it. All right, dude. All right, man.
How embarrassing. They're messing with us. They're playing with us. They can figure it out. They're just messing with us.
Probably. No, yeah. Stick around longer when we raise the prices $20 more a month.
That's why they're going to raise it, because they figured it out. Figured it out.
Man, we're hoes. Yeah. I hate this.
This last
I hate
one.
Them. I hate
you,
Google.
You don't have the option to dump this one because
great.
I know you're going to want to know. Louis Vuitton increases handbag prices amid tariffs.
Didn't you just do this story yesterday?
That was Gucci. I'm keeping you up to date on everything that's in your world. As the sales continue to slow in the luxury market, be prepared to start paying more. Analysts at Bernstein and Barclays noticed that Louis Vuitton has increased prices by about 4% on the U.S. site. The French house's price surge seems to be a direct response to the tariffs recently imposed by President Donald Trump. However, analysts also observed less intense price hikes in the French and Japanese markets. So I'm just keeping you up to date, big dog. That's
I all. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
Could you grab your backpack and
what,
put
why?
It in front of the camera?
What does that have to do with anything?
I just want people to see your backpack. It's really nice.
It's not even part of the story that I just read.
It's not?
No.
You want to tie things full circle? You want bump it or dump it? The president shares his thoughts on should or Sanders not going first round.
That's not true.
That's true. It's true. I had the statement right in front of me.
It's your call,
he
big
wrote
dog.
A statement?
Yeah.
Stop it.
I bump got it or dump
right
it?
Here, bump it or
oh,
dump
no,
it.
No, give me this.
All right.
What?
What is wrong with NFL owners? Are they stupid? Deion Sanders was a great college football player and was even greater in the NFL. He's also a very good coach, streetwise and smart. Therefore, Shadur's quarterback son has phenomenal genes and is all set for greatness. He should be picked immediately by a team that wants to win. Good luck, Shadur, and say hello to your wonderful father. End quote.
That's a work. You just got
no,
daddy
no,
house.
No.
What did you get that from the desk of Donald Trump? Stop it.
No, like this is real.
There's no way
come
that's
on,
real.
Man.
Donald.
He tweeted
Trump,
it from his little app or whatever he's got.
Shadur.
Yo, man, this has become.
God damn it.
This has become a joke.
I told you.
He really did.
That's crazy. Nah, that's crazy.
I wasn't sure if I should hold on to that one or not, but it worked
that's
out.
Crazy.
You get that push notification on True Social?
No, actually, it's the Ari whatever guy on the NFL Twitter.
Oh, man. That is question. And we're 10 minutes away from the start of round two of the NFL draft. Does that hurt or help Shador's cause?
I think it helps.
Yeah, it probably helps with the league he's trying to get into.
Very good, David. Trump it or dump it. That's terrific. That's great, David.
What are you doing with him?
Are you proud of yourself, David? Look at Steven. You guys are on the same side as Trump. Wow.
Come on. That almost got Nacho banned the other day. Don't ever equate me with him.
He's not wrong. Well, I guess we're headed to the mall to get our MAGA hat.
Damn.
Let's go. The local guy. Hashtag Jesse for Trump.
No, hell no. See, this is why, hey, yo, this is why I was going to hold on to this one. Yeah, no.
Stop playing.
D-Lo and KC live with Peaches. Some of you might not get it, but most of you will.
Oh, man.
Donald Tapia.
Yo, see, hey, some furniture going to be moving if I was Jesse. Some furniture going to be moving.
Oh man,
come on now. See, and look, that's what's gonna happen too, Bobby Hill. Bump it or dump it. D'Lo and KC agreed with Trump. That's gonna be the headline on I didn't go say
the podcast title.
I'll name that today's show.
Awful, awful announcing. Black host and Seth.
Oh, Jesse just killed the show. 5 years down the toilet.
Oh, man.
Oh, Bryce says, headline news on Outkick the Coverage. Jason Whitlock beating down our door to get on the show.
Now, these are some brothers that understand it.
Well.
Where's my pizza?
Where's your new impersonation?
Hey, I was listening to D'Lo and KC.
Not that one.
I don't have one.
Have a rock one either.
I do. Don't say that. I do. And look, when this show first started, I was in line. But now, I'm going to tell you this. I waited all this time. I didn't see anything happen. And now I understand what D'Lo and KC are talking about. I'm talking about the 6 weeks. The 6 weeks that we had to get this thing together. And D'Lo and KC, they're with me. They agree that things had to be done. We didn't see things done before.
Honestly, you got like a minute 15 if you want to get these impressions off.
Well, I didn't talk about.
Oh, great! No, this is terrific. This is great. Go ahead. You tell me when this goddamn show is over.
Looking for a Schefter. He's freezing again.
Yeah, look, they bullied him out of wearing a tie. He doesn't have a hoodie on. He's got the Manning quarter zip. He has a jacket on like a grown-up today.
He's got three layers on, four layers.
He's got at least four.
Poor Shefty.
The hoodie with the tie, I think it needs to be a quarter zip or a zip-up hoodie.
Mm.
Just a pullover hoodie. That ain't it.
I thought the guy looked fine yesterday.
I didn't think he looked bad. He didn't look ridiculous. I just didn't think it looked great. Look at God! That looks so miserable out there.
Those people in the middle,
just terrible. Doing? Like you, if you have to pee, you're stuck.
Did you know? I think
I've waited till the end of the show to point this out. Can someone correct me if I'm wrong? Have we said Sacramento Kings one time today?
No.
This has to be the first time in at least 2 years that we've gone the entire day.
That sounds about right.
Where we have not mentioned the Sacramento Kings.
Feels pretty nice, huh?
Wow.
It wasn't the worst. It was very freeing.
Feels good when you just keep talking.
It was a great day. It was a great day until Jesse's little news drop there.
The best part was that you guys didn't believe me either.
No, I didn't. We are not here on Monday. We will be back with you on Tuesday at 10 a.m. beginning with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader. Have a great weekend on ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Shador.